More than 100 million people are affected by dengue fever each year, the deadly disease which is spread by mosquitoes. Now, international researchers have identified a new class of antibodies which can neutralise all four types of the virus. The discovery could lead to the development of better vaccines and tests to help reduce the incidence of dengue fever. Alison Corwell reports.
The research published this morning outlines the first reported incidence of an antibody that can neutralise all four types of dengue virus when it's produced from human or mosquito cells. Co-author Professor Cameron Simmons is with the Doherty Institute of Infection and Immunity at the University of Melbourne.
So what we've done is to investigate the immune response in patients with dengue, and in doing so we've discovered part of the immune response to the dengue virus, an element that we call antibodies. We've discovered a class of antibodies that are binding to and recognising a novel part of the surface of the dengue virus. And in doing so, those antibodies are very potently neutralising the infectivity of the virus. And so these antibodies are the type of antibodies we would like to make or drive with a vaccine. And these antibodies are the type of antibodies we'd like to be measuring in the laboratory to test how well our candidate vaccines might be working. It's been several decades of effort to make dengue vaccines, and it's proven to be problematic.
The search for a universal dengue vaccine began in 1929. The most developed is the Sanofi Pasteur vaccine. In recent trials, it was found to be 30% effective in Thailand and 60% effective in South America. Professor Cameron Simmons says it has its limitations.
It's a tough vaccine, though, because it's three doses, 6 months apart, and durability of efficacy that vaccine elicits is still unknown. There's very clearly room for better, more efficacious dengue vaccines for a disease that affects 100 million people every year. So this is one of those discovery stepping stones that we hope is going to enable us to make better vaccines and better tests in the laboratory to measure how well vaccines are working.
Published in Nature Immunology overnight, the study was led by researchers at Imperial College London.
Alison Corwell.